This is Akashwani. The news read by Anuja Kumar. In Jammu and Kashmir, an overall voter turnout of 24.1% was recorded till 11 a.m. in the second phase of the assembly polls today. Our correspondent reports that long queues of enthusiastic voters were seen waiting for their turn to exercise their right to vote. Voting began at 7 a.m. across all 3,502 polling stations in 26 assembly segments of 6 districts in the Union Territory amid tight security arrangements. About 25.78 lakh voters will decide the fate of 239 candidates in this phase. The Election Commission has made elaborate arrangements to ensure free, fair and smooth polling. Assembly elections are being conducted in 3 phases in the Union Territory. Over 61% polling was recorded in the first phase of assembly elections on 18th of September, while the third phase of elections covering the remaining 40 assembly segments will be held on 1st of October. The counting of votes will take place on October the 8th. As the voting for the second phase of assembly elections in Jammu and Kashmir begins, the Prime Minister has appealed to voters to cast their votes and play their important role in strengthening democracy. In a social media post, the Prime Minister also extended his congratulations to the young voters who are voting for the first time. A high-level delegation of senior diplomats from 15 countries is visiting Kashmir today to witness the ongoing assembly elections. The delegation comprised diplomats from the US, Mexico, Guyana, South Korea, Somalia, Panama, Singapore, Nigeria, Spain and South Africa, Norway, Tanzania, Rwanda, Algeria and the Philippines. External Affairs Ministry said most of the embassies are represented by their Charge d'Affaires and Deputy Chief of Missions, while others are represented by political officers at Minister, Councillor and Councillor ranks. Campaigning has picked up for Haryana Assembly polls. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi will address a public meeting in Gohana in Sonipat district today. Through this rally, the BJP will try to woo the voters of 22 assembly constituencies falling in Sonipat, Rohtak and Panipat districts. Voting for 90-member Haryana Assembly will be held on the 5th of October and votes will be counted on October the 8th. India has become the third most powerful nation in Asia, surpassing Japan in the Asia Power Index. The Asia Power Index report for 2024 indicated that strong post-COVID economic growth has led India to increase its economic capability by 4.2 points. The report also highlights that India performed well across all other resource measures, especially in future resources, where its score rose by 8.2 points. This growth suggests that India's youthful population may deliver a demographic dividend in the decades to come, unlike many other countries in Asia. India's diplomatic influence has also risen in the Asia Power Index. In 2023, India increased its tempo of diplomatic activity, participating in the sixth highest number of dialogues with countries included in the Asia Power Index. Global brokerage company Goldman Sachs has said that India is poised to be among the fastest growing economies till 2030. According to the New York-based global brokerage company, India's earnings have started to stabilize over the past few years, with mid-teen profit growth momentum that might sustain until 2030 due to strong GDP growth and positive investor sentiment. Meanwhile, according to the Moody's Analytics, the Indian economy is projected to grow faster at 7.1% this fiscal year. Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Home Minister Amit Shah and Defence Minister Rajnath Singh have paid tributes to Pandit Deendayal Upadhyay on his birth anniversary today. In a social media post, the Prime Minister emphasised that the concept of Antyodaya, introduced by the great nationalist thinker, will play an invaluable role in achieving the resolution of a developed India. In SAF, a South Asian Football Federation Under-17 Football Championship, India defeated Maldives 3-0 in the final Group A match at the Chang Limithang Stadium in Thimphu, Bhutan, yesterday. And that is the end of this news bulletin.